Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Highest Praise Worship Podcast, bringing you powerful music and resources to encourage and equip your lifestyle of worship. My name is Fred McKinnon. I'm your host, and let's get right into the show today. The beautiful music that you're hearing now is an excerpt of O Come, O Come Emmanuel from David Baroni's Christmas Finger Paintings CD. We'll hear more of that at the end of the show. You can pick that CD up at davidbaroni.com or instrumentalworship.com. It's a beautiful all-piano instrumental CD celebrating this joyous Christmas season that we're celebrating right now. I tell you, it's great to be back in this December episode of the Highest Praise Worship Podcast. Today's episode is sponsored by Church Copyright Administration. That's CCA or churchca.com. Check them out on the web at www.churchca.com. Church Copyright Administration. Introducing their new one-stop worship cast license for church internet song performances. You can now legally webcast song performances on your church website. CCA recently finalized special church music license agreements with all three United States performance rights organizations, including ASCAP, BMI, and CSAC, to cut through the complexities and simplify the application, payment, and reporting processes. Right now, if churches go to each PRO on their own for licenses, they face three separate, lengthy, and confusing applications and contracts, three different payment fee schedules, and three different reporting requirements. Well, that's been taken care of with the new WorshipCast license available from Church Copyright Administration, that's CCA. Visit them on the web at www.churchca.com. We want to thank Susan Fontaine Godwin over there at Church Copyright Administration. They're doing a great work. A great job. They're great people. And thanks a lot for sponsoring today's podcast. Jumping right into the show, our first song is called Show Your Glory. It's by John Green. His website is recentrainfall.com. You can see links to his website on our show notes at highestpraise.com/podcast. Again, that's highestpraise.com/podcast. John is a member of Compass Community Church in the Phoenix, Arizona area. He's a computer repair tech, but he also enjoys getting creative, playing guitar, synthesizers, and songwriting. This is an incredible song. I know you're going to like it a lot. Again, this is John Green's Show Your Glory.
Lord, we've heard and we believe, but we long to see them for ourselves. We live in a world that needs healing only you can bring. Oh God, can you hear us crying now? Show your glory.
Show your mighty power to this generation.
Show Your Glory by John Green. RecentRainfall.com. Great song, John. Thanks for sharing that with the body of Christ. Can see that happening in a lot of local churches all over the world. The next song is a great song. I discovered this song just this couple of months ago, even though this song apparently has been out for a few years. We had a group come down to our local church here on St. Simon's Island, Georgia. They came down for the Master's School of Ministry up in Griffin, Georgia, and the worship team did this song. When I heard this, I just, who in the world? What is this great song? I love it so much. The song is called To Deserve. It's by Jonathan Stockstill from Bethany World Outreach Center. It's off the Bethany Live Let the Church Rise record. I'd like to thank Craig Dunnigan and the guys at Integrity Music for allowing us the rights to broadcast this song through our podcast episode. Again, this is To Deserve by Jonathan Stockstill from the Bethany Live Let the Church Rise CD. You can pick up this CD at iTunes. We have links on our show notes at highestpraise.com/podcast.
The Bible says that nothing can separate us from the love of God. How many believe that tonight? Lord, we thank you for your love. It amazes us. Created in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit in me. Yeah. Cast me not away, your Lord, oh, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. And with my hands lifted high, I will praise you as King. And what have I done to deserve a love like yours? And with our voices lifted high, we proclaim you as King. And what have we done to deserve a love like yours? Creating me a clean heart and renew the right spirit in me. Cast me not away, your Lord, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. And with my hands lifted high, and what have I done to deserve a love like yours? And with our voice lifted high, we proclaim you as King. So what have we done to deserve a love like yours? Like yours.
Come on, just worship him now. In the beauty of his holiness, he loves us unconditionally. It's nothing that we have done. Let's respond to him tonight. Say, I love you, 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 I love you. Come on, say, I need you, I need you, I need you. I need you, I need you, I need you, I need you, I need you. have I done to deserve a love like yours? With our voices lifted high, we proclaim you as King. What have we done to deserve a love like yours?
And with my hands lifted high, I will praise you as King.
And what have I done to deserve?
Hi, everybody. David Guyon here, the host of the 124 Worship Podcast. 124 Worship is all about encouraging and promoting the worship of Jesus Christ as a daily lifestyle, not a weekly event. Now, we all can and should worship God together on a regular basis and in corporate settings. But the worship of Jesus is so much more. It's about how we live our lives by the astonishing grace of God every single day. So I hope you'll take a moment and check out the 124 Worship Podcast, which can be found at www.124worship.com. That's O-N-E, the number 24, worship.com. That's 124worship.com, because worship is a daily lifestyle, not a weekly event. Now let's get back to Fred McKinnon and the Highest Praise Worship Podcast.
David Guyon, 124 Worship Podcast. It's a great guy podcasting out of Texas. I encourage you to check out his podcast. He's doing a great work there. We appreciate the plug from David Guyon. A few other testimonies and shout-outs. Would you like to get your shout-out on the show? All you have to do is go to highestpraise.com/podcast. Scroll down to today's show notes. Click on the comments link and leave us a comment. We read the comments. We try to reply to them when we can, and your comment may go on the show. Matt in Australia writes, each of your podcasts have been fantastic. I've enjoyed listening to every single one. I'm an 18-year-old guy from Adelaide, Australia. I'm a musician within my own church. I play the keyboard too, and I've appreciated the work that you do, and I believe that it's truly amazing you've been able to reach out to so many people in the way you have right across the globe. I use iTunes every day and have checked for downloads almost daily since the last one. Carrie in Japan writes, thank you for this podcast. I am a missionary in Japan. I've been in a dry and discouraged place for a few weeks. As I prayed the confession prayer with you in the previous episode, the Holy Spirit landed on me. I was able to confess things that I wasn't aware that were even there. These were the roadblocks. So thank you for the podcast and keep it up. God bless, Carrie in Japan. We'd like to hear from you, so go to highestpraise.com/podcast. Click on the comment link. Leave us a comment. We'd love to hear from you. Now, a lot of you have been listening to this podcast for a long time, and you've understood and felt my heart and what I've been telling you about, coming out of my heart about what my vision is for the podcast. And there's always been two formats. There's been the format similar to today, where we play music that we've discovered, that we find, that we think will be a blessing to the local church, to worship leaders, pastors, congregations, and individual worshipers. And then there have been other episodes where, as a worship leader and a psalmist, a pianist myself, I would just go into the studio and just spontaneously record worship and ministry. The feedback's been awesome for both of those, but I wanted to be able to distinguish the difference between the two. So I'm happy to announce that the Highest Praise Worship Podcast, this podcast that you're listening to now, will stay in the format where we're bringing you powerful music and resources to encourage and equip your lifestyle of worship. New songs, and we're going to try to bring one out monthly for it. So I encourage you to keep listening to that. Those who have really been blessed and enjoyed the spontaneous, free worship, ministry, prayer, intercession type format that we've done also, Well, don't give up. That's still going to happen. It's just going to be a different podcast. So check out the brand new, just launched worshipinterludes.com. That's worshipinterludes.com, our partner podcast. I'll see you over there where we'll be listening not just to new music, but we'll be spontaneously worshiping the Lord together, praying together, ministering together, reading the Word. There'll be instrumental psalmist interludes where you can just meditate and soak in the Lord. I encourage you to check that out. It's just going to be on a different podcast now. So for those of you that are subscribed to this podcast, we sure hope you'll stay, but I also hope you'll check out worshipinterludes.com. So check out our show notes at highestpraise.com/podcast or worshipinterludes.com. We'll have a one-click link there where you can subscribe to the podcast in iTunes and keep up with us that way. It's time for more music. The next song is called Your Love for Me is Amazing. It's by an artist named Donovan Hill off his most beautiful record. Donovan is on MySpace.com. For those of you that are into MySpace, I logged into my own MySpace profile and there was a friend request from Donovan. Get a lot of friend requests at my MySpace page, and so typically like to check all those out before we approve them and officially make them friends and links of the page that we have there. And so I clicked on Donovan's profile, and immediately I was just impressed by what I heard. It's a band page set up there, and the music began to play, and I just immediately sensed God in it. I just sensed that it would be a great song to sing corporately. It was great sonic clarity. The CD sounded good. It just really just immediately just pulled you in to a spirit of praise, a spirit of worship. And I thought, we need to share this with the Highest Praise listeners. They're going to like the music of Donovan Hill. So this, again, is Your Love for Me is Amazing off the most beautiful record. For links to Donovan Hill, his website, and ordering the CD, check out our show notes at highestpraise.com/podcast. Here we are with Donovan Hill. Your Love for Me is Amazing.
Was paid, your glory came down.
Donovan Hill, Your Love For Me Is Amazing, off the Most Beautiful CD. Check it out. Great record, great song. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year. May you be blessed as you celebrate the Savior's birth, the birthday of our King. God is awesome and He's so very good. We're going to close out the show with the full version of O Come, O Come Emmanuel, the piano instrumental solo that you heard at the very beginning. This is David Baroni off his Christmastime CD. You can pick it up at davidbaroni.com or instrumentalworship.com. Also, don't forget to check out worshipinterludes.com for our free-flowing, spontaneous worship time. It's a psalmist type of free-flowing worship, prayer, instrumentals, interludes, and reflection, and meditation. We've done that some previously here on the Highest Praise Worship Podcast. Felt like we wanted to start out the new year by separating those. So for now on, here at the Highest Praise Worship Podcast, we'll continue to have shows like today's. But if you want to subscribe to the Worship Interludes, I sure hope you'll check it out. We all need it. We all need it. We all need to be able to take an interlude throughout the day, to take a time to stop and just experience the rest and the peace, the worship of God. And that's what worshipinterludes.com is all about. You can go there. You can one-click subscribe in iTunes. We're already listed in the podcast directory at iTunes. So you can just type Worship Interludes or Fred McKinnon, McKinnon. Look forward to seeing you guys subscribe there as well. Again, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. May God bless you. Let's close out with David Baroni's O Come, O Come, Emmanuel. Merry Christmas.